Yeah, yeah. I'm taking my freedom.
Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. My name is Rebecca Whitman, and I'm a success mentor. I believe there are 7 pillars of success: your spiritual life, your physical fitness, your emotional, romantic, mental, social, and finally, your financial life. When you get all 7 areas in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I learned this the hard way. I've always made money. Unfortunately, I spent so much time making money that I never had time for the rest of my life. So, despite not having financial worries, I was never happy. I wanted romance, but I didn't have time to date. I wanted to be in great shape, but I couldn't find a moment to go to the gym. I wanted a more spiritual life, but I didn't meditate. That also takes time. I wanted to read great books and fill my mind with deep thoughts, but I never made the time. I wanted a great social life, not just going to work-related events. Emotionally, I was a wreck because my life was totally out of balance. Today, I earn more money than I ever have in my life, and I work only part-time. I have the relationship of my dreams. I'm in the best physical shape of my life. I'm spiritually grounded. I feel fulfilled mentally, socially, and emotionally. My life is in perfect alignment. This podcast will help you discover where your life is out of balance. My mission is to support you in achieving work-life balance so that you can have more fun and freedom in life. On my show, you will get to learn from experts in all 7 areas of abundance. My guests have achieved tremendous success in their zone of genius. Are you ready to go to a level 10 in all 7 areas of life? You got this. Welcome to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, and we are coming to you live from the Bold Brave TV network. I'm so excited today. We have a really special guest. Not only is he one of the most respected, successful people in network marketing, he's actually been a friend of mine for over a decade, and I'm so excited to call him a business partner and a mentor, and his name is Tony Zalecki. How I met Tony Zalecki is through my dear friend, and this is someone that I met way back in the day, right out of college, and she was just a running buddy of mine. We were both in the same company and just traveling around the country and learning and just being like young in the industry. She stayed in the industry, and now her and Tony are just breaking records, and they are what I like to call a power couple. And power couples are kind of a new paradigm, because back in the day, there was like a designated breadwinner and a designated homemaker. The modern thing is power couples. So before we bring on Tony, I wanted to talk to you about what it is to be in a power couple. First of all, let's define power couple. A power couple is a couple who complements each other's strengths and supports each other's individuality. For example, some of the most well-known power couples are Jay-Z and Beyonce, George and Amal Clooney, Barack and Michelle Obama, and most recently, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. So these are signs that you are in a power couple. The first one is you empower each other. I like to say there's no such thing as neutral energy. Somebody is either empowering you and lifting you up, or they're dragging you down. So are you in a relationship with someone who empowers you? Number two, you prioritize teamwork. Teamwork makes the dream work. Team stands for together, everyone achieves more. Teamwork is so important when you're in a power couple. The third thing is you're individually strong and successful in your own right. So you are on your own, a powerhouse, a leader, a top performer in your field. You don't need your significant other to be in a power couple, but as one of my famous old favorite old school rappers says, fabulous, I'm a movement by myself, but I'm a force when we're together. So that is what it means to be in a power couple. Number four is you don't take each other for granted. You appreciate and support and compliment each other all the time, and you don't take each other for granted. You really are just in awe of being in a power couple. The next thing is you're mutually protective. So you protect your relationship, you protect your business, you protect your coupledom, your family, the empire that you're building as a power couple. You both are fiercely protective of that. You don't let anything or anything get between you guys. The next thing is your worlds don't revolve around each other. You have your own life, your own interests. I like to say be interdependent, not codependent. Codependent is you can't say or do anything without the other person's approval or input. Interdependent is you have a life, you have friends, you have hobbies and interests, but when you come together, you're greater than you are as an individual. The next thing is you prioritize quality time over money. Quality time is the most important thing because money comes and goes. You can make money, you can lose money, you can make it back again. The book Think and Grow Rich says the average millionaire goes bankrupt 4 times, but time is something that's so precious because we don't know how much of it we have left. And once we spend it, we never get it back. So thank you for your time, listeners, and listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show today, because I do realize how valuable your time is. The next thing power couples do is they seamlessly take turns leading and following. So sometimes one person is in charge, the other person follows, and the other times the other person leads. It's not one person who's in charge of everything all the time. So if you're in a power couple, maybe like for me and Ben, for example, he is the CEO of the dishes and I am the CEO of making the bed. He is obviously in charge of anything that his kids do because those are the kids from his first marriage, but I'm more in charge of anything that our dog does because I had the dog before I met Ben. So you take turns leading in certain areas of life. And finally, you feel secure even during difficult times because of the rock solid commitment. So there are times going on. We can all agree we're in very challenging times between COVID just ending and all the political divisiveness and the war in Ukraine and now the election and just there's so much stuff going on, climate change. There's just a lot going on. So being in a power couple during difficult times is so important. Now there's talk of a recession that we're in. So how do you thrive in a recession when you are single and in a power couple? These are some of the great things that we're going to talk about in the next few minutes with Tony Zielecki. I am so excited to introduce Tony. Not only is he a legend in network marketing, he has shared stages with huge people in the personal growth space, such as Tony Robbins and Ed Milet. He is just an incredible person to learn from, whether you're in the network marketing space or just wanting to better yourself as a human being, as a husband, as a father, as an online marketer. He's going to drop so much knowledge. So we're going to go to a commercial break. We are going to come back in a couple minutes. And I'm going to introduce to you my friend, my mentor, my business partner, Tony Zielecki. I'm so excited that he's on the show. He has been on stages all over the world. And here he is for you on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out, overwhelmed, exhausted, drained to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And we'll be right back after this short commercial break. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman. We are taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I'm so excited to welcome my friend and mentor, Tony Zielecki. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rebecca. I'm so excited to be here, and I've wanted to be on this show now for a long time. So I'm so excited that you asked me and looking forward to just sharing all my great wisdom.
Awesome. Well, let me tell my audience a little bit about your awesomeness. So Tony Zalecki is a speaker, a success coach, a global entrepreneur, and husband to my dear friend, Sarah Zalecki, and father of two young kids, Hudson and Ava. And he's in the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. He has 25 years experience in network marketing, and he has helped over 300 people in his business, and I hope to be one of them soon, earn six and seven figures on his team. He took a new company from zero to $200 million in global sales in the last 9 years. That's incredible, Tony. Awesome stuff.
Super grateful.
So I was so honored to be at this mega mansion in Phoenix, Arizona about a year ago. And it was an incredible retreat. And you shared a story that just rocked my world. My husband and I talk about this story all the time. And I was actually reminded of it because this week in the news, they found these three guys that had been treading water for hours. Like, I don't even know how many hours. I don't want to misquote it, but a very long time in the Gulf of Mexico. And they had been bitten by sharks. They were surrounded by sharks. The guy had 2% battery. He took a picture of where he was in the Gulf of Mexico, which is pretty nondescript because it all looks like ocean. And somehow the Coast Guard found them and airlifted them out right before the sharks ate them. Like literally they were getting closed in on. And that story reminded me of this incredible story you told us at this retreat in Phoenix. Would you mind telling my audience this incredible story of what happened to you?
I would love to, Rebecca. And I was in my 20s. I was in my first network marketing company. I was working down in South Florida. We had an office there we were running our business out of. And a friend just got a boat, Ryan. And he said, "Hey, Tony, you know, it was like Sunday afternoon. He said, let's take the boat out. Let's just go have some fun. Let's get on the water. And if you're down in Florida, you can know how beautiful the weather can be and the water can be." And I said, "Absolutely, Ryan, let's do it." So, you know, we didn't think twice about it. We just jumped in. I probably grabbed the bottle of water and a little bag of stuff. He did the same. And we went on this boat ride. And I remember going on this ride, and we were probably riding around for a good hour. And then I finally said to myself, like, man, I don't even remember where we started, you know? And we were just enjoying the weather and the, you know, the sun and the breeze. And then about another half hour in, all of a sudden, his boat stopped. And we could kind of hear the engine just stop and everything kind of settled. And then we just kind of settled on the water. And I was kind of not really thinking, you know, much about that. Oh, maybe something just happened. We got to flip a switch or, you know, do something to get it running again. Should be a short amount of time and we can get back up and running. Well, we kind of looked at the engine, couldn't figure it out. We played around with it for a good hour. And as that hour was ending, we noticed that the sun was going down. It was getting darker. And the crazy part about this is that no one was around us. I mean, if we look left, right, you know, forward, backwards, like we couldn't see anything but water. So we finally said to ourselves, "Let's just wait here. We can't get it started. And we'll just kind of figure out, you know, when someone sees us, we'll track them down and we'll get picked up." Well, about an hour into that process, it's probably now, I don't know, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, something like that. The bugs got so bad, we were getting eaten alive, and we were doing everything possible just to, you know, keep these bugs off us, and it got so uncomfortable, and me and Ryan looked at each other and said, "Let's jump in. We can kind of, you know, go left, go right, go frontward, backwards, and let's just hopefully we pick the right place to go, and we'll find somebody. We'll find land. We'll see something." So jumped in the water. And now it's pretty much pitch black, right? And we didn't have life vests. We didn't have any of that stuff because, again, it was his first boat ride and we didn't have anything ready and we just jumped in. So all of a sudden we're in the water and we go in a direction And we think that's the direction that's going to get us to land. Well, in this process, we're treading water. It's pitch black. We're trying to navigate. We're trying to find land, trying to find somebody. And we don't find land. We just see more water. We don't see a soul in sight. No boat, no person, no one fishing, no one doing anything. So we
black. Water's black. The sky is black.
Everything's black, yeah.
And in the Atlantic Ocean.
And we're in the Atlantic Ocean. And back then, you know, we weren't thinking, right, like what all the things that could happen by jumping in the water. We just said, hey, we can't stay in the boat because we're getting eaten alive. Let's go see if we can find land or somebody. So as we then got away from our boat treading water, we didn't even know where the boat was anymore because we lost the boat. So it's not like we could go back to the boat and jump back in and wait it out there. So as we went in directions and as we were treading water and it got till midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, all of a sudden we seen a big light and we were like, yes, we're going to get rescued. There's that big light. Well, what it was, there was a guy, if you ever seen one of those machines, it's a big machine with one of those big propellers on the back. And he's got one of those big new arm controllers, and he's got a big piece of metal cutting on the back of this machine, and he's going through these areas, and he's pulling up, and he's cutting algae, and he's doing all these things. And what me and Ryan were doing first, before we knew there was a big cutting machine on the back of that, is we were waving him down, screaming, we're here, we're here, we're here. Well, he couldn't hear us. He couldn't see us. And then me and Ryan looked at each other and says, let's get back away from that because he will shred us. He will literally get caught in this thing and we'll be in a million pieces. So we started going the other way as he was doing his thing. He'd never seen us. Thankfully, he then went in a different direction. We went away from that boat propeller cutting machine and we kept treading and treading and treading it. Yes, we were losing energy. We hadn't eaten. We were just like, what are we going to do? And then about four in the morning, we were holding one another. We were talking to one another. We were keeping each other up in the water. We were motivating one another not to fall asleep, not to give up. Someone's going to find us. Well, about an hour later, two fishermen were up really, really early that day. And I'm so grateful they got up early. The fisherman told me once he put us in the boat that typically they come an hour or 2 hours after, you know, and in this day they just wanted to get out there early. So we found these two fishermen. We were yelling and screaming. They looked to the left. Their eyes got so big to see two guys in the water. They pulled us into their boat. You know, we were dehydrated. They gave us water. They stuffed food into us. They were able to call 911 and have the ambulances ready to take us to the hospital. We did that. They checked us out. Sure, we were dehydrated. We needed food. But for everything else, we were pretty much okay. And we left the hospital late that night. And I am just so grateful for a million different things during that experience. But we're here today. And I shared that story with you because it was a story that I'll never forget. And there were so many great lessons from that story. We don't have time to cover those lessons today. But I just was like, man, what a moment for me.
That is quite a story. Thank you for sharing. And I'm so grateful that you survived and that those fishermen got up early and that you guys didn't get eaten by sharks or fall asleep or, you know, die due to lack of water, food. I mean, there's so many things that could have happened, thank God. And your friend is still alive and on the planet,
too? He's alive. He's on the planet. And Great. Now anytime we go out on a boat, we know where we're going. There's life jackets. There's all these things that would have solved those issues.
Amazing. So to go back to the introduction of the show and how I met you, is you're part of the power couple with Sarah. So what does it mean to you to be a part of a power couple?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, we play off one another. We love on one another. We support one another. We rally for one another. We celebrate each other. You know, we help one another. You know, I think there's so many components to a power couple. And, you know, sure, we're our own people, don't get me wrong. And, you know, Sarah's got skills and talents I don't have, vice versa. But, you know, we never take us for granted, take either of us for granted. We're always learning, you know, we're always growing, we're always, you know, figuring things out together. If there's something she doesn't like about me, she tells me, vice versa. We don't sugarcoat anything. But one thing that, you know, we live on is respect and honor, you know, and no matter what happens, our relationship, our marriage, our business, everything we do together is built on that bedrock of respect and honor. And that's something we don't sacrifice and we don't give away for anything. And it's been a learning experience. You know, people ask me all the time, man, your marriage looks amazing, your business looks amazing. And I'm like, yeah, you know why? Because we've worked tens of thousands of hours on our marriage, on our business, on our relationship, and just consistently grow and get better. And, you know, that's the thing too, I think, that's not talked about enough, Rebecca, is that, you know, you've got to keep growing together. You know, what I've seen sometimes in relationships or power couples or whatever the circumstances is that one keeps growing and the other one stops. And, you know, for whatever reason, right, could be a million different reasons. But what happens there is that there's such a bigger disconnect then, right? And it creates frustration, it creates resentment, it creates, you know, distractions. So that's one thing, you know, Sarah and I always consistently do because we like it. You know what I mean? It's not like it's a big chore for us or it's something that, you know, it takes a lot out of us. We like to grow. We like to get better. We like to evolve. You know, I mean, my big thing is, you know, impacting, serving, and in contribution at the highest level possible. And, you know, to do those three things really, really well, it's, you know, going to take a lot of growth. It's going to take new strategies, new ideas, just reinventing yourself as a person, as a couple, right? And just being willing, right, to take on that responsibility because there's so much out there for us. But what I have noticed being in the business I've been in and, you know, married to Sarah for now 18 years is that most people settle for mediocrity. Most people settle for average. Most people settle for just getting by. Most people settle for just doing okay and they accept it. And I was in that category for a long time until I was around some people that said, Tony, you don't have to accept that. Tony, there's more for you. Tony, you can have anything in this world you want. It takes a decision and it starts with a decision, but it's on the table for you if you want it.
How do you balance having time together because you have young kids, you're running this multi-million dollar business, you're traveling all the time on stages, training thousands of people. How do you balance romance and having one-on-one time with Sarah?
It's a great question, you know, and is it perfect all the time? No. Is it easy to do all the time? Absolutely not. But, you know, what we try to do is we hustle our business with boundaries, right? And one thing I know is this, we both like to work hard and we can be very efficient, get a lot done. But we always create time in the day where if it's just us going for a walk together, not talking about business, right? Or for us sitting down having a cup of coffee together or some tea or for us going to lunch or for us to, you know, grab some dinner really quick. And they don't, this doesn't need to be a big, elegant dinner. Sometimes it is, but sometimes it's just grabbing something and spending some time. How are you doing? Let's go. How's your day, right? You know, tell me a little bit about what's going on in your life, you know, or what you're feeling right now. And, you know, we create those boundaries, you know, and they're not perfect where people say, well, do you have it set a certain day? No, like, because our life is crazy with kids and business and our marriage. So when we both have a little bit of time, but we make a little bit of time where we don't let the day go where it doesn't happen. So we've been really good at that. And our kids are, you know, doing 1,000 different things. And we just know when they leave for school and come back for school, we've got that window. And then, you know, when they're back from school, you know, we've got that window in that time with them before they have to go do sports or go by friends or, you know, get ready for bed. And then, you know, we have our time in the evening again as well. So, you know, it's just knowing and being aware. Awareness is one of my favorite words. If you're around me, you'll hear me talk about awareness a lot because If you're just aware about life and things and how you're running your business, your marriage, you know, the craziness with your kids, if you have kids, like, you can figure this thing out. It's really not hard to figure out. And just know that it isn't perfect, but you know what? It doesn't need to be perfect. And I think that's what people need to be okay with.
I agree. I'm a recovering perfectionist. And I think that do it messy, but do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And you're in uncharted territories because in previous generation, there was no power couples. So you guys figuring it out as you go. And it's just so beautiful to watch you guys. You're just the way that you guys look at each other and relate to each other. There's just so much love. And Ben and I are so inspired by you guys. So to switch topics, I was on a Zoom with you a couple nights ago and you had a really interesting presentation about how to survive and thrive during a recession. So do you have any tips for the audience? Obviously, we are in a recession. What can they do to thrive?
Yeah, it's a great question. And it's crazy times right now. There's a lot of uncertainty. And when there's uncertainty, it causes people to be anxious. It causes people to have fear. It causes people to really kind of do what they would do in these times, which is hunker down and hold tight onto everything and just make sure you have enough so you don't run out. And I always look at it as the opposite, where if everyone's zigging, you want to be zagging. And, you know, you want to have multiple streams of income. You want to have plan Bs in place. Like, you want to look at the marketplace today and say, you know what? Yes, it's crazy, but there's so much opportunity out there today. And this is where a lot of people, you know, create wealth, you know, in these times, in these crazy times, because they look at it as just such a gift out there to go and really bless people. So, like with our business, you know, you have so many people that, you know, need certainty when it comes to income, when it comes to, you know, what their life's going to be like in 30, 60, 90 days or 6 months or a year. And like, we can give people a lifeline today and really show them a plan and show them a way where they can, you know, have certainty, not have the fear, have a plan, know exactly how to execute that plan, and know how to win consistently, but more importantly, how they can take it and go bless other people. Because I think our world today needs more positive influence than it ever has needed. It needs more role models than it's ever needed. It needs more people, you know, not in fear, but in abundance, saying, you know what, it's okay. Don't worry about that. Like, I can show you a way. I have a vehicle for you. I can put you in a situation where you won't have to live the way you're living anymore, and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So we've got this personal responsibility today, in my opinion, where we get to go and be very loud. That's a big thing for me right now. Be loud, be positive, be excited, you know, be full of abundance, be full of, you know, prosperity, be full of great conversations, be full of listening and giving good advice, and just making sure that you can be the best person for the people out there, which need us today. And there's a lot of them that need us.
Well, you're definitely doing it. You're full of energy and just support. And so many people are so blessed by what you and Sarah provide. So what should people look for in an online business? I know you mentioned multiple streams of income. Yeah. What are some things that people should look for if they want to jump into the online space?
Yeah, it's a great question. And there's so much out there, but very few have this that I know of personally. And one, you've got to have, you know, a system in place. So when you join a business online, you don't have to try to figure it out. Like, the system has to be so clear, so good, and it has to be so relatable to the masses, not just the people that are good in sales or just not to the people that are good in, you know, doing online marketing today, because that's not a big group, you know. The masses need best systems so that they can win every single day. Second thing is you got to have a pay structure where if you're building an online business, you got to be able to make money daily. So if I'm building online and I, you know, share a post or, you know, share a message on my social media and people click on a link and they go through the process and they buy or they join. I got to be able to get paid for that daily. And that is huge. This whole thing of we'll pay you in a couple weeks, we'll pay you in a couple months, that doesn't work anymore. You know, that's why so many people are in the gig economy today, is because they have to do these things because they know they need diaper money, or, you know, they need grocery money, or, you know, their kids got, you know, big field trip coming up next week, and, you know, they got to send them, you know, with $100 back to school in a couple days, right? So they can go on the field trip. So, you know, you've got to be able to have the online, you know, pay structure. So you got to be able to pay daily. You got to have products and services that are actually are high performing and that are safe and non-toxic, in my opinion, but are super affordable. I think what's, you know, the marketplace looks for today is they look for the best products or service, but they look for affordable ones as well. And especially yeah. now with the inflation and the way our world sits today, people are like, I want to make sure that I can, you know, buy something or join something that's super affordable. And, you know, we have that as well. And then you've got to have, you know, training, support, and you've got to have a very strong program where people can come in from any walk of life, whether they have experience or no experience, and be able to get training. And the training doesn't need to be 5 hours. They need to be able to do your training in less than 30 minutes, start making money. And sure, they can get ongoing training, but the best online systems and online companies today, like ours, that you can do the training in less than 30 minutes and start making money immediately. Where if someone joined me this morning, they're getting a deposit in their account this afternoon. That right there is powerful, right? And then, you know, your online business has to be customer focused, right? Because we live in a customer world. If you look at the world the way it sits today, the online world, it's all about acquiring customers. It's all about, you know, giving them a phenomenal customer experience. And then it's all about making sure those customers continue to buy and share whatever they bought in a very authentic way. So not only is it great to have strong customers, but when you have customers virally sharing, you know, your product, your service, your business, one, because they feel good about it, two, because they're just like, this is what I do every day anyways with a bunch of other stuff, and I can get this for doing it, and it's what I do anyways, that right there creates winning, excited people that are having a blast. They're taking all the stress off their life, the anxiety out of their life, and they have clarity. And they're like, yes, I might be home with the kids, but look at what I'm bringing to the table. Or yes, I've decided to do this and I'm doing it, you know, 10 hours a week, but look at what's happened, you know? And you're a great example, you know, Rebecca, with your business, right? Your online business. I watched you just really grasp to the multiple streams of income and being able to have income come in 3, 4, 5 or more different ways. I know you're a big believer in that. And watching what you've done part-time with your online business this last year, year and a half, or whatever it's been, I mean, it's been phenomenal. The millions of dollars in sales from just doing some of the basic things I'm talking about is why we created this the way we created it.
Yeah, it's been amazing. And I got to have my dream wedding in Malibu and buy a fancy designer dress and go to Fiji and Cabo. And next month we're going to Portugal and Spain. And I've always wanted to have enough money to travel and travel internationally. And because of this online business, and I'm not doing it full time, I'm doing this as one of my 4 or 5 different incomes, and just having that extra paycheck every month to be able to get something luxurious like a designer wedding gown or go to Fiji. I haven't been to Europe since I was in college in the 90s, and I'm finally able to go back next month. So I'm just so grateful that you and Sarah launched this amazing business. It's definitely improved my quality of life. And don't even get me started on the products. I'm actually drinking my, you know, smart coffee right now. Coffee with collagen and MCT oil in it. And I love all the products. One of the things I really have enjoyed about being part of this community is they give you a made-for-you social media post where there's an app that you get to opt into, and they tell you, post this, say this, use this picture of yourself doing that, and that has really helped my online brand. What do you think are some key components of building an online brand? How do you differentiate yourself? There's so many people selling stuff online. How do you stand out in the market?
Yeah, you are a brand, whether you think you are right now or not, you are a brand. And, you know, one of the things I did early on was I just took out.
All right. We, for some reason, lost Tony. Maybe his Wi-Fi went out. Not a problem. What we're going to do is cut to a commercial break. And when we come back, Tony is going to tell us how to create an online brand. This is Rebecca Whitman. You are watching the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. And this is what happens on live TV. So there are little internet glitches. It's all good. Enjoy these commercials, and we'll see you back in a couple minutes. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We had a little bit of a technical glitch, but Tony Zielecki is back, and he is excited to answer the question, how do you brand yourself in the online space? So welcome back to the show, Tony. I'm sorry that the Wi-Fi kicked you off there for a minute.
Here's the great thing about what we do, and especially these last couple years. It's technology. Things happen. Like, this is like as real as it can be right now. I'm your show, and whatever, I got kicked off. So that's how it rolls. And sometimes as you build your brand, as you get on social and you start doing things, stuff like this happens. And here's the best advice I can give you. Just roll with it. Don't like freak out. Don't beat yourself up. Don't, you know, say, man, I know I wasn't meant to be doing what I'm doing. Just keep moving, keep going. But your brand, you already have a brand. And what I did was, you know, I took out a piece of paper and I says, when people think about Tony, what do they think about? Well, he's got a vibrant smile. He's a positive guy. He loves, you know, sharing advice and wisdom on network marketing, on inspiration, on motivation. He loves talking about food. He loves tacos. He loves playing sports, right? He loves coaching kids playing sports. He loves working, you know, and helping out at his kids' schools and at their functions and volunteering. He's, you know, 12 years clean and sober, and he loves, you know, giving back, you know, to people that are struggling, and loves, you know, the AA and the NA world, right? Like, so I wrote all this down on a piece of paper, and I says, this is who Tony is. So when I post, right, you know, we give you posts that, you know, we tell you exactly what to post, what to say, but you can also kind of put your twist on it. And if I'm ever struggling with just creating something on my own, I just look at my piece of paper and say, you know what, I talk about the things that people know me for and what I am all about and who I am. And when you connect with your audience, building a brand becomes the easiest thing you'll ever do, because when your audience is seeing your posts and watching your videos and watching your stories and watching your reels or however, whatever you're doing on social media, and you're being you and you're being who you are, you all of a sudden start going, wow, this is really cool, because I'm having real conversations with real people who align with me. And see, that is the key. You get to align with people. When you align with your people, guess what? Your target audience isn't everybody. Your target audience is, you know, that lane you're in, right? And those things I just talked about. So our business, though, will give you all the posts, what to say in your stories. We give it to you like the guy at McDonald's. When you order the hamburger and he presses the hamburger button and presses the fry button and then, you know, tells you how much it is and gives you change, he's not figuring anything out. All he is pressing the button. All you're doing is you're copy, pasting, posting, you know, and you're kind of tweaking it as it sits towards you. And see, that's what's made our business scale so fast. And that's why we have so many people winning, Rebecca, is because we do a lot on social media, but people are already know, have a social media account typically, and we just show them how to take that account, and they've been using it for probably just connecting with people and, you know, just being them. But now we show them how that can be a money-making machine for them as well, and how they can actually make money online and make money through their social without losing anything they had it for in the first place. And that combination together is pretty sweet.
It's pretty amazing because Uber teaches you how to monetize your car and Airbnb teaches you how to monetize your extra bedroom. And now Modere teaches you how to monetize your cell phone, and we're all on social anyway. We might as well get paid for it. So I think it's an awesome thing to do. You can do it super part-time like I've been doing it in nooks and crannies of your life, and they just make it so easy. So things are up and down. I know your team is huge now. It wasn't always that way. You had to start with one person and then two. Now you have 60,000. How did you motivate yourself when things got really tough, when people would quit on you or nobody was hearing, you know, what you were saying the way you wanted them to hear it, signing up? How did you keep yourself motivated during those tough times?
Yeah, here's the thing. When you're building a business as an entrepreneur, nothing's perfect, right? We have a better way with our business model, and you're going to have people join and quit. You're going to have people build for a while and then leave. You're going to have people create volume, and then it's going to go backwards, and then it'll go back in the right direction, and then it might go backwards again. And you know, I experienced all this, and I knew one thing, that in order for me to get better, like I had to become a better leader. I had to become a better role model. I had to become a better teacher in this business. And is that the answer to not having any problems? No. Like, but one thing is the challenges and obstacles turned into opportunities for me, where if, you know, I built a team and it all went away, I didn't like freak out. I said, you know what? This is a learning experience. What can I learn from this? What can I do better? What can I, you know, maybe, you know, just change a little bit that I didn't do, you know, in the last year with this team that I maybe could have, that would have maybe corrected some of this stuff that happened, right? So I'm always learning and growing and using my challenges and obstacles, Rebecca, as teachable moments. So I'm okay with, you know, figuring stuff out and having up and downs, because I think it builds your character, it builds your story. You know, when you can handle adversity and you can look it in the face and you can, you know, figure out a way to keep going, you know, it's just that's what you've got to realize. And one thing I knew is that I had a big dream, Rebecca, and I wasn't going to let my dream die because other people, for whatever reason, didn't want to continue on the path I was on. And everyone's got their own journey, but I know this. I said, if I can keep getting better every day, what does that mean? I invest in myself more than I invest in any investment in stocks and bonds and Forex and any of my investments that I do. Tony Zalucki is my number one investment. And and that has served me so well, because that's the only investment I know you can get 110% return, you know, is because, you know, you're this miracle, right? And, you know, we have so many gifts. And by investing in yourself, that will create, you know, you being stronger in a lot of these areas so that nothing affects you anymore. And stuff that made me kind of, you know, go in the dumps for weeks, now maybe only go in the dumps for a couple minutes, right? Because I've learned how to manage disappointments and manage challenges and manage, you know, those craziness of, you know, the entrepreneur having success, not having success. But here's the thing I'll tell you, Rebecca. We have an opportunity right now to really go out and do something really big with a lot of people. And they're waiting for us. They're waiting for us to show up in their life. So we need to be able to take it to them.
Absolutely. What was one thing that you heard at a training or one turning point at a seminar when you were investing in yourself that just totally took your personal growth and business to the next level? Do you remember like sitting there and like, oh my God, like this is what I needed to hear to get to my next level?
Yeah, I was, you know, playing victim. You know what I mean? I remember going to a training. I was falling apart, and I thought, you know, the business was hard, and I wasn't good at this, and why am I getting such a not getting a fair shake at this thing? And you know, I was playing victim, and I was just like, "Woe is me!" And why is everyone else having success, and I'm not having success? And I remember going to a training, and I was negative, and my business was falling apart. And I was just blaming everybody but myself. And I remember listening to a speaker on stage, and he talked about looking in the mirror and really taking a full inventory of what you see and taking personal responsibility and actually doing something about it. And stop blaming everybody else and start going, what do I need to do to get better? What do I need to do to grow my team faster? What do I need to do so things stop happening? And I had to look at that and be real honest with Tony. And that was a defining moment for me. And once I learned that, you know, I'm done with the victim mentality, I'm done with blaming, I'm done with, you know, pointing fingers. And I'd make up a crazy thing. This compensation plan is not good. If they just paid more money, Rebecca, man, that would be my, you know, biggest breakthrough. Or man, if the company just brought up more products every year, that would be the secret for me then becoming a millionaire in this business. And I would say all this stuff and it would be up here and it was all bullcrap. It just wasn't true. But it made me feel okay for my inadequacies, for me not looking in the mirror, for me blaming other people. And once I left that training that weekend, it was a 2-day training. And listen, was it easy? No. Did it creep back in? You better believe it creeped back in. But I was able to catch it then. I talked about awareness earlier in the show, where I was aware if it crept back in, I'd stop it. So instead of letting it creep back in and own me for another year, when it crept back in, boom, I shut it down that first day. So then I had my whole year to keep running at that high level. So when you take personal responsibility, Rebecca, and you know that this is on you, right? And you can only, you control, you can't control what your team does or what they sell or how much money they make. You can't control any of that. What you can control is what you do every single day, how you lead every single day, how you build a business every single day, and how you go out and positively impact people every single day. You control that. You know, and that's why today people say, well, I see you all over the place online. Because I do a 1-minute video, Rebecca, every single day on a million different things are my topics. But it has to do with inspiration, positivity, teaching, learning, growing, you know, all the things I talked about when I wrote on that piece of paper. And I love doing that because it gives people a chance to, one, hear this guy, Tony Zalecki. Two, see him on, you know, 5-6 different social media platforms, depending what one they're on. But three, get some hope, get some inspiration, get a strategy, get something that I might say in those 60 seconds where they say, holy crap, he is talking to me right now. And my whole goal, as I said, is impact, serving, and contribution. And if I can do that through video, short video, that's a way where you can impact a lot of people fast because of social media. And that's one of the things I love about the online world today is that, you know, what if you started doing a video audience and you were doing it every day for 30 seconds, 45 seconds, you did it consistently for 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, a year. Think about how many more people would be able to hear your story, hear your wisdom, hear what you have on your heart. And who would you be helping? See, you don't even know the amount of impact of people you'd be helping because it can scale so fast.
That is so beautiful. I love that you're putting out content. You're just wanting to help and serve and contribute. And I really think that's the meaning of life is love and service. So this has been amazing. We're going to cut to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how people can stay in touch with you. And awesome. Your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show coming to you live from Bold Brave TV. We'll see you after this quick break. Welcome back to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman. We're taking you from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We've had an amazing interview with my mentor, friend, and business partner, Tony Zalecki. I know you're going to want to hear from him and learn from him. So, Tony, how can people find you online?
Yeah, two platforms I'll just give you. One is Facebook. Just go to Tony Zalecki, T-O-N-Y-Z-O-L-E-C-K-I. And shoot me a friend request, shoot me a message, or Instagram. My handle's at Tony Zalecki. And just shoot me a message, shoot me a DM, follow me. I post content on both of those platforms and multiple platforms every single day. So would love to hear your story and meet you and get to know you more.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Tony. And this has been another wonderful episode of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. You can learn more about the business that Tony and I are in if you want to go to the link in my link tree. Also, feel free to schedule a breakthrough call. I would love to give you a complimentary coaching session, learn about your vision, learn your story, and see if we're a good fit to work together, because it is a really a great opportunity to link arms with someone like Tony and his wife, Sarah. They're multi-millionaires, and they're mentoring me and a couple key people that I choose to work with in teaching us how to be in the online space, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, and just enjoy a multiple income stream lifestyle where you don't have to be working every second of every day. It's about having that balanced, beautiful, and abundant life and living now like you're already retired. You don't have to wait until you're 65 or 70 years old to retire if you learn how to have multiple income streams. You can have time freedom, which, as we talked about on the show, is even more important than financial freedom. Having control of your time is everything. So follow me to learn more about me and what I'm doing. I have a really cool challenge coming up this month. It's called the 777 Challenge, 7 pillars of abundance in 7 days for just $7. That's less than a smoothie in LA. Come join me. Get all 7 areas of your life in alignment so you can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant on TikTok and IG. I'm at Rebecca E. Whitman. Go ahead and follow me. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. That is how we grow. That is how more people get the message that they don't have to be burned out and overwhelmed. They can be balanced, beautiful, and abundant. So go ahead and take a screenshot if you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tag me and Tony Zalecki. We'll be happy to reshare in our stories. And what am I drinking? I am drinking coffee with collagen and MCT oil in it. I can give you $10 off this amazing coffee. I also am obsessed. Literally, everybody needs to be drinking this collagen. I have collagen for fat loss and anti-aging. Go to my link tree. You'll get your $10 off promo code. I swear by this collagen. I am glowing like a light bulb because of this collagen. I can't even believe how good it is. I'm so grateful that I stumbled on it through Sarah and Tony Zalecki. And I will be drinking this collagen every day as long as they make it, because it has changed everything in my health and my beauty regimen. Go get a bottle. I'm obsessed, and you deserve to feel this good too. So save the date next week. We're going to be here at the same time next week, speaker. Super famous, super off the charts. I can't even believe that I got him. He's one of the most famous people in the personal growth leadership space. He is going to be an incredible guest. Put it in your calendar. Thursday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you next week. So you can go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant with me, your host, Rebecca Whitman, on the Bold Brave TV network. Until we see each other again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Bye.
Who says you can't have it all? I'm proof that you can. You just have to put your life into balance. Too much of anything, money, fitness, socializing, can overtake your life. When all 7 aspects of your life work in harmony, you will achieve the balanced, beautiful, and abundant life you've always dreamed of. Please subscribe to hear more inspiring interviews. Is there someone you know who could benefit from this podcast? please share this podcast with them. Please review this podcast. Your feedback will help me target your needs and plan for upcoming shows that answer your questions and feature guest speakers that can make a big difference in your life. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Rebecca E. Whitman. Feel free to DM me to book a free balance assessment call. And don't forget, stay balanced, beautiful, and abundant. My life like it's holding, living my life.